A new study finds it's cheaper to build new solar plants than to continue to operate aging coal-fired ones. That's according to the number crunchers at the non-partisan think tank Energy Innovation Policy and Technology. Most of the electricity in Kentucky, for instance, comes from coal. Ryan Van Velzer is energy and environment reporter for Louisville Public Media. He's been thinking about what these findings could mean for the future of power in his state. Ryan, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So tell us more about the broad findings and how significant this study is.
Yeah, so they compared the costs of continuing to operate coal plants to building new solar generation. And what they found, they looked at every existing coal plant in 2021, and there was 210 coal plants across the country, and they found at 209 of those plants, they could be replaced tomorrow with solar generation, and it would be cheaper to operate those solar plants than to continue to operate the coal plants.
What are others in the field saying about this kind of cost savings?
I would say that some utilities I've spoken with and lawmakers are still worried about the reliability, even if they, this report kind of goes towards the affordability, but a lot of lawmakers and utilities are still worried about reliability. That is, if all this power was replaced tomorrow with solar, could it reliably produce power and not cause power outages? And what this report found was that in a lot of cases, at least here in Kentucky, they could use the savings from building the solar plant and build four-hour battery storage, which would go a long way towards improving that reliability. Though there are still some intermittency problems with solar and wind. But, in the long run, it seems like those problems are going to be worked out.
Meaning there are some days when the sun does not come out. So what would you do on those days? It sounds like battery life there is the answer. But Kentucky's long been a coal state. What kind of impact would swapping coal for solar have there?
Yeah, it would have a big impact because about 71% of all electricity generation is coal in Kentucky, which is the fourth largest share of any state in the country. So it would be a big deal here. A lot of our coal-fired power plants, they're aging. There's these expensive pollution controls that they have to put on them to continually improve air quality standards. And it just is increasingly not making economic sense, which is an important point here because in Kentucky, utility regulators, they're not allowed to consider the environment when they think about the future decisions that utilities make about power generation. Mm. But they can think about cost, which means if solar is now the cheapest option, utilities are going to have to look closer at choosing solar over coal.
But we do know that in the Kentucky legislature there are a good number of climate deniers who are lawmakers. Do you think they will be swayed on this one with it being cheaper?
No, I'm not certain that they will. I think that over time the economics will force their hand. But as of right now, I was listening to lawmakers in a committee last week, and they would like to see more coal. They're worried about the reliability of the electricity grid because we had some rolling blackouts during some storms in December, and they think more coal is the answer right now.
Ryan Van Velzer is energy and environment reporter for Louisville Public Media. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thank you.